Hello, radio listeners. This is CMC Community Stories. We are in studio here in downtown Carbondale at KDNK. Sitting here with Mr. Frank Martin on guitar. How you doing, Frank? You're there. You're there, but your mic's not on. Let's see if we can hear that man's voice. Frank, you want to say hi?
Howdy doody. It's good to be here back in the studio in Carbondale.
All right. It's good to hear your voice. We also have from Valley Settlement, Mr. Alex Sanchez. Alex, would you like to say hi to our radio listeners?
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure. It's good to see you. You'll be on in the second half of the show. My name is Seth Goddard. I'm the Director of Development at the Colorado Mountain College here with CMC Community Stories, where we tell stories about our alumni, our campuses, our faculty, pretty much anybody that's been involved with CMC somehow, it seems, has a great story to tell. And so today we're actually going to start with a gentleman who's just now coming back from France, Steve McCauley. He came from Spring Valley back in the day and has joined up with USA Cycling. And we can't wait to hear his story. But first, I do want to ask Frank, because, you know, sometimes I don't get to catch up with him in the office. Frank, what have you been up to recently?
You know, it's play on the weekends, work during the week, and at my desk at CMC, we just got all the campus class schedules up on the website so that you can see what's happening in the fall. And then we got the non-credit classes pointed towards community education, where you can have a real live shopping cart experience. People have been asking this, please, can I just register for this class and pay money? And now you can just go to the website, put it in your shopping cart, pay for it, and show up to class in the fall and be a happy student.
Fantastic. Oh,
happy web editor.
Yes, that's
here.
I can see that. It touches your heart, and I appreciate that. Well, first, that's fantastic, Frank. Thank you for letting listeners know how they can continue their education, because who doesn't want to continue learning? I haven't met anybody. Everybody seems to want to keep learning. So you can continue to do that, and now you can do that online. But right now, we're going to go ahead and listen to a recording of a conversation I had with Mr. Steve McCauley, again, a CMC alum, and he is with USA Cycling and has some great stories to tell about his adventures since he left the Spring Valley campus. So I'm going to go ahead and hit play. So glad to have with me on the phone today Steve McCauley from USA Cycling and the USA Cycling Foundation. Steve, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit to our listeners?
Sure, Seth. Thanks for having me, and I'm excited and honored to be asked on the show, and I have very fond memories of KDNK and Carbondale and my time that I spent there when I was attending the Spring Valley campus of CMC and back in between 1980 and 1985, and so I'm just excited.
Awesome. Yeah, it's great to have an alum of both CMC and KDNK all at once here on the air. And Steve, now that you received your CMC degree just a couple of decades ago, you have gone on to do amazing work in sport and for culture and for health throughout the United States and internationally. And so I wanted to let our listeners hear a little bit from you talking about the sport of cycling and how you see it in our culture. So I know that's a topic that's kind of near and dear to your heart, so I'll let you lead a little bit about how you see this sport and what brought you to it and its role that you're seeing it play now in our culture.
Sure, absolutely. Well, obviously, the Valley, Aspen Valley, Carbondale area is full of cyclists, and it's just a very popular sport in Colorado, a popular way to commute, and a lot of people still race as masters and people my age, and of course we've just had a great youth movement over the last 18-19 years in Colorado with the high school mountain bike. The league developed initially on the Front Range in the early 2000s, and it's just grown all over the state, and I think we're on a great path to involving more and more kids in cycling, and teaching them how to train and race and the discipline that that involves. And in Colorado's producing amazing professional cyclists, as a result of that, and also Nordic skiing. Nordic skiing has played a big role in developing some cyclists that we currently have racing as professionals for the USA.
Yeah, I see that obviously those two sports, the cardio workout alone certainly brings the two of them together. How long have you been with USA Cycling now?
So I began raising money for our Olympic athlete development programs in 1998.
Okay.
For USA Cycling specifically. It was a small private foundation that eventually morphed into our USA Cycling Foundation. And all of these Olympic sport governing bodies in the USA, whether it's track and field or skiing or swimming or cycling, we all have to raise money from the private sector. We do not receive any U.S. tax dollars. There's no system in the U.S. to support Olympic athlete development and Olympic programs with tax dollars. It's all private money and sponsorship, and it's been a challenge, but we're pretty proud of where the USA stands in terms of how much it costs us. If you want to just break it right down to how much money it takes to win a medal in the Olympics, we are probably the most efficient nation in the world. We've done a lot of research to see how much other nations are spending and how many medals they win, and we've done a pretty remarkable job, and part of that is just being thrifty, and then a lot of it is just the drive of our athletes and the different mindset that I think our U.S. kids have when it comes to sport and winning.
That's a great topic that you bring up around the Olympics. Do you know when you'll know who will be going to the Summer Games?
It's a good question. The process for qualification is ongoing. We just found out today, as a matter of fact, that we're going to host a continental championship in the new cycling sport that will premiere in Tokyo, BMX freestyle. Huh. And I think you're familiar with freestyle because the X Games, of course, has made this famous, and there's some other types of, like, the Mountain Dew Games or whatever those used to be. And so this BMX freestyle is really coming on, and we are dominating in that particular discipline. We won 5 of the 6 medals available at World Championships last year. There's been, I think we're going on our 4th World Championship this year, and we'll have a Continental Championship in Cary, North Carolina, which is over in that that triangle in North Carolina, Raleigh-Durham and Chapel Hill. It's close to there. And so that was big news for us, and we'll host the nations that are participating in this from the Americas. And surprisingly, there's actually 12, 15 other nations aside from the U.S. that are pretty good in BMX freestyle. Kids that have obviously seen it on TV and gotten interested and developed their skill. And it's actually a pretty scary event when you see some of the things they do and how well they do it. A lot of fun to watch.
I'm looking forward to that. Just to remind our listeners, we have Steve McCauley on the line here. He is a director at the USA Cycling Foundation, as well as with the USA Cycling as the Director of International Relations. And Steve, thank you so much for sharing about some of the culture of cycling and what it is that you and USA Cycling are working towards as cycling continues to thrive here in the U.S. I know locally we're going to see racers in the Colorado Classic coming up. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what is going to be happening here in Colorado? I believe it's in the next month.
Yes, the Colorado Classic, it was a both men's and women's stage race, professional, high level, on the world calendar stage race that was happening in Colorado every August, and that race has morphed into a women's only race, and so we will only see the pro women. And the goal of the promoters is to develop one of the best stage races in the world and be on the world tour calendar, which is a very elite high level calendar for all of the international teams to compete on. And the women's peloton is very strong in road cycling. And if anybody had the chance to see Mara from Boulder, Mara Abbott from Boulder, race in the 2016 women's road race in Rio, or to see Shelley Olds race in that 2012 race in London, you know that this racing is every bit as good as men's racing. And so we're just very excited that the promoters of the Colorado Classic, RPM Sports, and down in Denver, you know, see the value of this and want to promote our American women and give the chance, of course, to the other international teams to come in and compete against our American women. It's just, I guess I can't tell you how excited I am about it and how much I hope that everybody will come out and see this racing, some of which is very close to the Valley, right? There's the second stage is up in Avon, and I was just on the phone with somebody from the RPM office this morning, and they said the course for the Avon is going to be a really interesting course and a very fun course to watch. Of course, CMC has a campus up in Steamboat, and that's where the first stage is on Thursday, the 22nd of August. And so you have that first stage in Steamboat, second in Avon, third stage down in Golden, fourth stage will be downtown Denver, and they're going to do a Ciclovia-style event. And the Ciclovia concept is where all the roads get closed down and everybody can come out and ride any kind of bike, whatever they want to do, for a number of hours, and they're going to do that event prior to the racing in downtown Denver. So it's really a great opportunity, you know, to go down to Denver and spend the night and see 2 days of racing and ride on the course on Sunday. And I'm just excited about it. The promoters are going to give sort of equal pay, if you will, in the prize money for this race. So,
oh, fantastic.
So I think that's very exciting for the women. Mm-hmm. It's been a hot topic of recent with World Cup, and yeah. Cycling is very committed to equality in with our women, and I think our standing in the world in women's cycling proves that and shows that, because we have just been so successful. We have so many great athletes.
Well, thank you so much for sharing the upcoming event information, as well as where cycling is going here in the States, and obviously here in the state of Colorado. And I'd just like to thank you. This has been Steve McCauley, a CMC alum with an associate's degree in science. Always good to hear from an alumni, as well as a KDNK alum. So for listeners who may recognize his voice, you're not just flashing back. You're actually hearing his voice. You had a radio show back in the day here on KDNK, is that right?
I did for a while, and I don't remember, you know, what years it was, but I'm a big bluegrass aficionado, and so I had this little bluegrass show, and I want to say it was on Sunday morning, you know, whatever, like 8 in the morning on Sunday. So I'm not sure how many people actually were up for that.
Okay.
But that's generally what I was spinning, was different kinds of bluegrass.
All right. Well, Steve, from KDNK's past, as well as USA Cycling's current Director of International Relations, as well as the USA Cycling Foundation's Director of Programs and Donor Services. Steve, thank you so much for taking your time to tell us about what's happening on the bike currently. So thank you for your time.
Thanks. Thank you, Seth. I really appreciate it. And hey, I just want to encourage all the CMC alum that might hear this. You join the Alumni Association.
That's right. We should all
support CMC, you know, both Spring Valley and in an entire system around the state. I mean, what a golden thing we have in Central Colorado. And so I hope everybody will join the Alumni Association or donate to the foundation, and let's keep
building
this great school.
And so we shall. This is Seth Goddard, Director of Development at the Colorado Mountain College Foundation, saying thanks again to Steve McCauley of USA Cycling for taking the time to share his CMC community story since leaving the classrooms of Spring Valley. Steve now splits his time between Colorado Springs and Leadville and cycling venues around the world. Steve, if you can hear me up in Leadville, welcome back from France. I hope you're catching up on your sleep. And if you too are a CMC alum and want to connect with other alums, we're looking for storytellers and anyone wanting to offer mentoring support or professional development to their fellow alums. Go online, click alumni. You can find us. on one of those interwebs. We are the Colorado Mountain College. And so we're always looking to empower people to thrive in their community. And boy, I do not need to look far to see someone who is putting those words into action. Mr. Alex Sanchez, another CMC alum, is with me in studio here with us. Frank, it's always good to hear those fingers. Thank you. And Alex is the executive director of Valley Settlement, based here in Carbondale. Alex, you want to say hi to our radio listeners?
Thank you, Seth, for having me. It's been almost 23 years since the last time I was here at the KDNK studio, one of my favorite radio stations, community radio stations. One of my friends was a DJ, and she invited me one evening so I could change the CDs. Back then, it was CDs. I'm not sure what your equipment now has, but glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, yeah, you grew up here. Your childhood was here in the Valley. And I was wondering if you, how your childhood growing up here is similar, or different than what you see today, and what sort of brought you back?
Yeah, you know, it's been 20 years since, 19 years maybe, since I left the Valley. I graduated from Basalt High School, graduated from CMC, and when I moved to continue my education, you know, I've been doing some amazing work also in many other communities, many other states. So I remember growing up here, beautiful community, very welcoming. The school district, the schools I attended, all were great. And as I reflect now that I'm back here, I can see a lot of differences. I can also see that a lot of things have not changed. One thing that has changed, for example, is, you know, back when I was here, we didn't have organizations like Valley Settlement, or we didn't have organizations that are helping people thrive and lifting people up to make sure that they have opportunities. And so this is the reason why I'm back, to be able to also contribute, give back, and be another member of the community that's looking to support each other. So,
and what is it about the programs of Valley Settlement that ring true for you? Based on your earlier work, you were at the Denver Public Schools and also Stanford Children. Was that based out of Denver as well, the Front Range area?
Yes.
So, what is it about the Valley Settlement that rang true for you to come to sort of entice you back, come back to the mountains?
So, you know, Valley Settlement is probably a unique organization. It's now Latino-led, and it's always been Latino-serving since 8 years ago when it was founded here in the Valley. And the whole concept is that it's Latinos co-leading and co-creating to be able to, you know, to be able to create the vision that we want for our own community, to be able to support each other. And so as a Latino community member and someone who grew up here, and I've been doing this very similar work in many other communities in Texas and Florida, in Denver and other places, to be able to come back and to be able to join other community members in supporting the Latino community is just a opportunity of a lifetime. When you leave this Valley, and it's a tiny community, mm-hmm. you never think you're going to be able to come back. Especially if you have opportunities to be able to lead in many other urban places where you have more chances, more opportunities. In a small community, you can imagine there's only so many spots where you could potentially create that meaningful change. And so when this opportunity, you know, came about, it was a perfect marriage. And so I'm so excited to be able to be back. My family's still in the Valley, friends, relatives. I have many cousins, so anyone with my last name in the entire Valley is related to me. My dad is one of 19, and half of them have children, and they live in the United States in this area. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
It's a large family.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Is there anything useful from your work in the corporate world? I know that you also were in the corporate world for a while. That's helped you with your work today. And if you could explain, I think, a little bit about what the Valley Settlement is for our radio listeners who may not be aware.
Sure. You know, Valley Settlement, we are a Latino-led, Latino-serving nonprofit. We want to empower the Latino community to be able to thrive in the Roaring Fork Valley. We've been around for 8 years. We started organically. We went out and hired people from the Latino community to listen. And we spend a whole year listening to people, hearing about their hopes, their dreams, understanding their passions, their aspirations, and then that information created some of our original programming. We're probably most known for our preschool programs. We recognize that in this valley, the school systems and the nonprofits can't create enough spots to be able to support all the children, 3- and 4-year-olds with preschool. And we know that cost and transportation are barriers. So we've created the mobile preschool, El Bucecito. And so you see a lot of our buses that we've converted into mobile classrooms. And we're in Basalt and Elgebel and Carbondale and in Glenwood Springs. And so many people see our brand through the buses because they're literally moving around the valley. We do adult education as well. So we have many programs and courses throughout the valley for adults if they want to learn computer skills, if they want to do if they want to start to build confidence before they get to CMC to take ESL courses. We have some pre-courses available for adults in Spanish, and then we actually give them scholarship opportunities to go to CMC. We also do volunteer programs. Every single elementary school has a Valley Settlement parent mentor. These are community members. Most of them are parents. Their children are in the same elementary schools, and they're literally working every single or most weeks in the classroom helping teachers, mentoring and supporting the lessons of the day. They literally donate so many hours and so many hours of their time and their talents to the school system, and it's helping all children. But certainly the adult is also learning a lot of skills and being able to better integrate into their community. They're getting a sense of belonging and being able to learn new opportunities that they've never had before. So that's a little bit about kind of Valley Settlement, some of our programs.
Sure.
In terms of the lessons learned from corporate America, you know, as an administrator, you know, my job is really to create an environment where staff can thrive and staff can continue to do their work in the most effective way possible. It's a lot of the lessons that I've taken from corporate America is the efficiencies and some of the tools and automation that can really help nonprofits. And so when I move from corporate to either the government space, which also sometimes it's a little behind some of these best practices, so I got to put that in practice. And the same applies for nonprofits. Oftentimes, nonprofits, you know, they don't have all the resources in the world. So to the extent that you can find innovation and find automation that can help us do our work in with less resources, the better. So those are the lessons that I've taken from corporate America.
Wow. That sounds like corporate America has provided us with something very valuable then. Well, Mr. Alex Sanchez, the executive director of Valley Settlement, thank you again for being in studio. I do have to ask you, as an alum of CMC, have you signed up for the alumni Ruby Horse Thief River Rafting trip?
I look forward to looking into it. I mean, rafting has been a while since I've been rafting.
Okay,
but I'd love to learn more, and maybe I can join the group.
Well, all alumni are welcome. We invite you to visit us online and find out more about the upcoming Ruby Horse Thief trip for alumni. We are trying to reach out to as many CMC alums as possible and reconnect with CMC. And Alex, I understand that you also connected with CMC at an earlier age. You did concurrent enrollment. What drove you to that? You were in high school and you were taking college courses?
Yeah, you know, I always credit CMC for my love of learning. When you're in high school and you're not engaged, you get bored. And so I didn't really realize what learning was until I started taking college courses. One of my counselors at the school said, there's this program, you will give you a half a day off from high school, but you have to now take evening courses or day courses at Spring Valley. And so I went ahead and took them. And those instructors, who I still know today, I've had long-term relationships with some of the CMC professors. They really challenged me to really start thinking about my own learning, because when college, you're responsible for your learning. You don't have to, they don't tell you what to do. You have to do it yourself. And so it was a great opportunity for me to start preparing for my 4-year degree. And it all started with in CMC when I was still in high school.
Wow. Well, I am just thrilled that you are back in the Valley. And unfortunately, I do have to say that it seems like we are winding up on time. And so that's my cue to Mr. Frank Guitar Martin to begin to play us out of this edition of CMC Community Stories. This has been your host, Seth Goddard, the Director of Development for the CMC Foundation. Thank you all for listening. Be safe out there on the roads if that's where you are, or sit back and relax if you're at home. And if you're with a loved one, give them a little tickle. Why don't you? This has been CMC Community Stories.